Ladies and gentlemen, it's the Time Spent Poorly Show with your hosts, Eduardo, Old Huds, and Brother Ron. Here's a quick clip from tonight's show to whet your appetite.
But the tulpa is, it's created from people's subconscious fears.
Yeah.
And it was picked up by one of those ghost hunter shows in
Zach
Supernatural.
Nice.
But the idea is, and I think it's where all of the urban legends come from, is like this story gets passed around as rumors. Creepypastas are what they are now.
Yeah.
But this idea gets into people's heads and gains power. And it's a combination of that, which is, I think, is a real thing. I don't think it's mystical. I don't think it's some magical thing. And I don't think it's a conscious being. But I think, like, these ideas get in, and they get into us, and they move around, and they shift around, and they kind of push everything toward these things.
Wow, this really sounds like it's going to be the best show, better than anyone we've done before or anything we can do afterward in the history of the program. You mark my words. We know there's all sorts of better ways you can be spending your time, so thanks for spending yours, albeit poorly, with us. If you want to learn more about who we are, go to timespentpoorly.com. Everything you need to know, whether it's accessing past episodes, future live broadcasts, or other shows on our network, it's all right there. There's also a link to our Patreon if you find yourself compelled to support one of your favorite shows, hosted by any of these nobodies from the Pacific Northwest. Well, gentlemen, I'm not here, but you are, so let's get it on! Without further delay, please welcome your hosts, Eduardo, Old Huds, and Brother Ron.
Election stuff.
Is it ever going to end?
No.
I mean, really, truthfully, is it ever going
to end? We're 5 weeks
even
out.
Even when we hit January and it's supposed to officially end, is it ever really going to end?
No, I keep seeing...
Because Trump's news network will open up and then... There'll be a new channel.
I've got a few people who post 4 or 5 times a day about it, and I'm like completely indifferent. I'm so much more interested in like the nonsense that's going on here in town, like this cocksucker pushing his mask mandate, and now he wants to take away business licenses of businesses that don't force
horseshit.
Their customers to wear masks.
How many times have you worn a mask in a business here in Lewiston?
I don't. I use exemption number
literally
two.
If I have to.
Here's my problem with it. If
you won't let me in without one, then
if the government forces somebody to wear a mask, that's wrong in my eyes.
Absolutely.
However, if a business wants to force you to wear a mask to enter their business, totally different. And I'll respect that. But if the government pushes it on you and it's not the business that's pushing it on you, then to me that's completely wrong.
No, if it's a business that I have to go to, like if I have to go in and pay for my gas and I've already pumped my gas, I don't like it and I think it's bullshit, but I gotta pay for my gas,
right.
But other than that, no. If it's suggested, no.
And most of the time people don't hassle you if you don't have one on.
No.
And if they do, you just say, oh, exemption two. And
so we were in when we were in Texas. It was pretty mandated down there. You had to wear masks, and we were in this store. And I didn't have the mask over my nose, and the gal comes up to me. It was in Claire's of all places, and my daughter was in there. And gal comes up to me and says, "You need to put your mask over your face, over your nose." And I said, "Oh, I have a medical condition." And she goes, "Well, I need you to get out of the store." And I said, "Okay," and turned around and walked out.
Okay, fuck you.
Amy, have the kids made it home safe and sound? I know it's after 9, so I figured I'd check with you. No, my girlfriend, right? So, my girlfriend and I were out on last Friday, and we were in Winco buying snacks for our little date night, meats and cheese tray and that kind of stuff. And, I was walking down one aisle and I was like, oh, that motherfucker doesn't have a mask on. And that motherfucker doesn't have a mask on. And that person has one on, but it's literally just like down around their jowls. They're not wearing it. And it was no sooner that I saw like the third person. It was like 9 o'clock at night. And I don't know if they have them regularly scheduled to just go off or what it was.
The reminder.
But this all call goes off over the store and it's like, attention all Winco customers. Please be reminded that you need to be wearing a mask appropriately at all times.
I think it's a time thing because I've been in there and it sounds the same.
I wondered. I was, because, like I said, if I can go somewhere and I don't have to, I'm not. I don't care.
I just don't.
I completely believe it should be up to the business to allow it.
Because
it's my right.
Agreed.
If I don't want to go in there because I don't want to wear a mask, I shouldn't have to.
No.
You know?
No.
And
if they don't want to force it on their customers, look at, did any of you guys see the post that Roosters made?
No.
On Facebook over the last like 2 weeks or so?
No, I've seen a couple from them, but not whatever you're talking about.
I have extensive experience in managing social media for like local businesses and stuff like that. And I have never in my life seen something that was like what they posted. It was like a 4-paragraph long thing talking about how the hardships of COVID have been really tough on them. And normally the winter months are really tough, but they make hay and during the summer so that they can nest during the winter and blah, blah, blah. And they literally spent like the last paragraph of the post basically begging people
to come.
Like they did not mince words when they flat out said, like, if people don't come to our business, we're going to be forced to shutter our doors. And I don't think that any business should be forced into that situation.
Especially when it's such a joke.
Yeah.
I mean, this whole thing is such a joke.
It's if people run the risk with the flu.
Yeah. Well,
people run the risk with AIDS. Sorry.
Here's the thing.
But they did for fucking 30 years. They had unprotected sex. They use unprotected needles. People ran the risk with fucking AIDS. Okay. If you want to go to a store where you might get COVID, that is your decision.
Something with a 99.9 survival rate?
Yeah, right. Exactly. And not only that, here's the other thing.
Okay. So,
there is, without a shadow of a doubt, I remember talking about it last year, the novella coronavirus, which came from China.
Yeah.
You cannot tell me that that is the virus running around when coronavirus has been around since the 40s or whenever it was.
Right.
You cannot tell me because if you do a test, both of them will come up positive.
And yeah, there's 7 different ones that come up on those tests. And if you spin that motherfucker around a certain amount of times, it will always come up positive. Yeah,
and get this. The only difference between the novella coronavirus and the one that's been here since, you know, all the other strands is the original one, you might infect 3 people. And the new one, you might infect 6. That's
I don't even fucking care.
Neither do I.
My mom is one of the high-risk people. She's really, really prone to pneumonia. She spent 11 days in the hospital because she got COVID. She genuinely almost died from it. I went to 3 different hospitals. They know this. You don't know this. I went to St. Joe's. I went to Tri-State. And I went to Valley Medical and was like, hey, I live with someone who tested positive for coronavirus, so I need to be tested to find out whether I'm a carrier or not.
Mm-hmm. Nope.
All three of them. Do you have symptoms?
Then we're not going to test you.
No. Well, then we're not going to test you.
Which does a lot of good for
my kids.
Well, or doing the case, like tracking the cases.
Yeah. Here's the other thing.
Contact tracing.
So, yeah. Exactly.
So up to probably August. I'll give it till August. Probably 20 to 35% of all the cases that were tested up to August were false cases. You know, they were really throwing the numbers.
Look at the
for
NFL.
A long time. Right?
Look at the NFL.
Yeah.
Follow the NFL because I'm a passionate NFL fan. Mm-hmm. Follow the NFL tracing and how frequently they get false positives of, oh, well, so-and-so and so-and-so had to be put on the COVID-19 reserve list because they tested positive today, but they wound up being a false positive because 2 days following they tested negative.
Mm-hmm.
The list of those people is fucking astronomical.
So high, yeah. It's stupid. This is the most ridiculous thing.
No,
and it's all social media scare is what it is.
That's like I said.
Now they want everybody to get this vaccine?
People
they've been
allowed,
working on a flu vaccine for 70 years and it's 40% effective, but this one's 95% effective, they're saying now. But we're not sure on the side effects, but right. we know.
Did you hear about the business in New York that is a bar that his... There was a line. There was the yellow zone and the red zone.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and he was right on the edge of the red zone, and the yellow zone was open.
They arrested him or something?
Yeah, so they didn't arrest him, but he opened his bar. He didn't close it down. He was supposed to be closed completely. He opened it up. And so the police came and said, hey, you got to close your bar down. And he's like, no, I'm not closing my bar down. And so the sheriff's department came because the governor... The police department said, well, we're not going to enforce this. And so the sheriff's department came, barricaded his building, and wouldn't allow anybody in except for him and his partner.
No shit.
Yeah. And so then there was like 1,400 or 1,800 protesters outside of his bar protesting, saying he should be allowed to keep his doors open because, just like roosters, he was going to shut his doors completely if he wasn't allowed to stay open. I haven't heard anything about it in about a week, so I don't know what happened.
Wow.
I don't know. Like I said,
this whole thing is a shit show.
Yeah,
and it should have never happened in the first place.
Nope.
Is it something that can harm people? Yeah.
Yeah.
I know that. So I lived through it personally. Like I said, my mom.
Yeah,
personally,
your mom.
It almost killed her.
Okay, so your mom.
She should have quarantined.
Let's say last year before this big scare, you get a cold. Are you going to go visit your mom?
Nope.
Yeah, absolutely not. You're like, my mom's at risk, and I don't want to make her sick.
Right.
And everybody that's rational does that.
But do you shut down the entire country for
exactly.
that?
Exactly.
No, you don't.
Do you caution tape every other row at the theater?
Yeah.
Right. Well, that makes me happy, though.
I don't like people sitting close to me personally, but I also hate the theater experience and all the fucking
If the one good thing that COVID's done for this whole thing is killing the theater. Basically,
I'll take it.
Yeah, there's all kinds of stuff it's done that's been great.
But I don't know.
Something like 20,000 deaths this year.
Kids go to school.
People aren't driving
all year, every day.
That's the truth.
With
too.
The flu.
Get this. My kids,
and spoiler alert, just in case I get shot about feeling this way, my kids don't get the flu vaccine.
No. You know how many times I've gotten the flu vaccine or flu virus? Zero.
I've gotten the flu vaccine twice.
And you probably
know how many times I've gotten
it.
Yep.
Those times.
Yeah.
Yeah. The only time I ever got the flu virus was while I was in the Army when they made me take it when I had no choice.
Kid got it twice.
My wife made a big deal about it when we were still married.
Yeah. They used to
and
give it to
like,
us.
She was like, no, you need to do this. And I was like, I don't get the flu vaccine. She was like, no, it matters to me. And I was like, okay. So I did it. And I got
and then
sick
you
as fuck.
Fucking thought you were going to die.
Yep.
Yeah. They always gave it to us before we went out in the field, too. Everybody had the flu vaccine shoved up their nose because it was always that spray in the nostril. It wasn't the shot. It was awful. What was that other thing? I just had an idea of something that I saw the other day.
If you look at the flu numbers for this year, they're down like 87% or something from last year.
Yeah, because we're not...
we're not testing for it.
We're not hanging around anybody. Like, nobody's seeing anybody.
And not only that, but...
Sorry.
Everybody and their dog is getting. If you get a sneeze, you're going to go get tested,
right?
Yeah. For COVID, right?
Yeah.
Who got tested for anything last year? Nobody, unless you went to the hospital.
Like I said, I live with someone who tested positive for it, and I tried to get tested, and I couldn't. So how fucking worried are we supposed to be when I'm trying to be proactive?
They don't care about Idaho because we're so rural.
Well, yeah.
But they that. Because they have there's like that. The drive-through testing in the big metropolitan cities and stuff, but like they're not going to get tests over here.
And you know, I'll regularly share these articles that the CDC puts out and they get no traction. No likes, no comments, no nothing. I don't even think anybody fucking sees them. But since probably March, I've been saying what masks will do to mental health overall, but especially to children. And then the CDC put this out.
Not just the masks.
Mental health-related emergency department visits among children aged under 18 years during the COVID pandemic, United States, January 1st through October 17th, 2020. They put this out on November 13th. Emergency department visits are often the first point of care for children's mental health emergencies. And this report is a comparison between this year and last year. On the CDC's website, from our government.
What's the cause? What's the underlying cause?
The underlying cause, they believe, is being masked and children not being able to see the faces of the people they're interacting with.
Oh, okay.
And I specifically said this for months. And people are like, oh, you're ridiculous. That's not true. The kids are fine. Kids will adapt. No. Kids will be okay.
No.
Like, fuck no, they won't.
Not
like
just the
they're
masks.
Going to school.
Look at how China turned out.
I can attest from my son alone the amount of drop off of time that he gets to spend with his friends now has fucked with him.
Oh yeah.
Not just whether it's masked or not, but he's gone from seeing his friends for 7 to 8 hours a day, 5 days a week, to seeing them for an hour and a half to 2.5 hours.
Well, they don't need to see
their
friends anymore because you have video games where, you know, you interact
right.
with your friends through video games.
Right.
And Facebook Messenger.
But everywhere you go.
Yeah.
You don't need to
all you see
anybody.
Yeah.
is this.
Mm-hmm.
So you're not getting any interaction. You're not getting... And, you know, every communication class, every bit of training I got as an interrogator, everything was, this is nonverbal communication. This is, like, only... The percentage is always somewhere between like 10% and 25% of communication is verbal, and everything else is nonverbal.
Yep,
it's all in the way you position your body, the tone of your voice, the position, like just micro expressions.
Micro expressions, dude. They made a whole fucking TV show about it with Tim Roth.
And you're the way you move.
Well, when you talk to somebody, do you look at their face, their eyes, or their mouth? I tend to look at people's mouths when they talk. I almost never look above here. Almost never.
And now you have to.
Yep.
Especially if you're wearing glasses. If you're wearing glasses, I'm staring at your teeth.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah. And it's doubled or tripled the amount of kids getting in these things. Yeah.
The worse it's going to get.
The next generation is going to be fucking weird. And they're already weird.
Yeah.
I mean, look at 6 to 12 year olds now. They're fucking weird.
They don't even want to go outside.
No.
The ones that do are the exception, not the rule.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
No, they're fucking
weird. There are still ones that want to, but they're not the normal. They want to get out of school as soon as they can so that they can hop on their Xbox.
If you can't assemble, you're easier to control.
Exactly.
Absolutely.
Dude, it's the, what was that episode of Black Mirror? Everybody just has their own little room.
Oh, 15 Million Merits?
Yeah, 15 Million Merits. Yeah,
the best one from season one.
Everybody has their own little room. And everything that you could ever want in terms of human interaction, quote unquote, is all in that little room.
It's done with your doppel.
And why would you ever need to leave your room? Because you get everything that you need from there.
I've never watched Black Mirror. I need to check it out.
Yeah, it's the second episode. Skip the first episode.
It's more good than bad, but there is genuinely a lot of bad.
The first episode is awful.
Is that the pig fucking one?
Yeah.
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 I got to watch that one.
It's interesting, that's for sure. But no, you're not wrong in the fact that the more that you can keep people divided, how do you avoid kids developing hatred amongst each other? How many school shootings have we seen since kids are only allowed to be in school for 2 hours a day, 3 days a week?
I don't know.
When's the last time we heard about a school shooting?
Yeah.
A while ago.
Actually, yeah.
Right? Because they're not there every day getting bullied by the same kids every day. They're at home doing their own thing and minding their own and being told what they need to be told.
Because
if they're at school for 5 days a week for 8 hours a day and being subjected to the things that they just can't fucking deal with for whatever reason,
Jeff has to go.
I don't think that's a coincidence. How many school shootings have you seen since all of the COVID outbreak stuff?
It hasn't been covered. It's just been COVID, COVID, COVID every day.
Everything has been COVID.
But don't you think that if there were a school shooting, you would hear about it?
Yeah, COVID and election.
Right, right. Well, I mean, there was like six a year for a while.
Yeah, I don't think that's a coincidence.
Thanks for joining us this episode, Jeff.
Thank you, Jeff.
Yeah, take care. It's been fun.
Nice to meet you. No, I genuinely don't think that's a coincidence.
No, I don't think so either.
You separate the kids.
But why is that? How is that a bad? How is that a bad thing, though?
I'm not saying it's a bad thing. That's not what I'm saying.
Right.
What I'm saying is that I think there's a direct correlation between that.
Well, right, and it's the same correlation he made about like people. Fewer people are dying because there's fewer people on the road, fewer traffic accidents.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I mean, there's. I'm sure that certain subsections of death have gone up, but I think the overall death. Oh, well, I know.
I was going to say, numbers, you know, the overall death rate has gone down.
But again, our number one killers are
heart attack. But if you say that, you're a mask hole.
Right. Right. A mask
You're a mask hole and you're a COVID denier.
Yeah. Well, I am both of those things.
Well, that's irrelevant because self-admitted. I know that that's the case, but I. Yeah, no, it's,
you know, for me, it's always, I've always had this kind of like, mixed feelings on the whole thing. Like I feel like, early on I was more supportive of the whole notion of it.
Mm-hmm.
And then as time has progressed, it's like gotten more and more tiring. And Nicole, like even my wife is like, can we just hurry up and get it all ready?
Yeah.
And just be done with it.
Well, and
see,
and
that's the trick, though, is you can't just hurry up and get it already, because the people that I talk to who I'm like, no, I literally live with somebody who almost died from it.
You had to have had it.
There is no way that I didn't have it.
You were just asymptomatic.
So I was asymptomatic and I'm not worried about it. You know what they say to me now? Well, there's no way of saying you can't get it again.
Right.
Right, but there was a study not 3 weeks ago that says you're immune for at least 3 to 4 years.
Yeah, but do they listen to that? No, they don't. They listen to whatever fucking Facebook tells them.
And that's what I was shouting about in the chat the other day.
It's exhausting.
You see these people, and they're not doctors. They're fucking people who just watch the news.
Yeah.
And
well, I was telling you guys, we watch the news almost every night for it's like watching a sitcom, watching the Conners, because that's all it is. That they're like, what's going on in the news? Like, because it's, you're tuning in just to hear the fucking nonsense bullshit. It's just because
I don't know how you do it, honestly.
because there's something like every little bit, there's something to glean, but at the same time, you're just like, I don't know. Like, but it, and that's why
it makes me want to tear my skin off.
Yeah, well, and it's why I still have, like, why I still end up being on the fence, I think, is because I watch the news.
Mm-hmm.
Because I have that added influence that isn't necessarily positive.
Yeah.
Because you're watching, because you watch enough of something, you get enough of something, you're going to start to think, oh, that's that. That's what it is.
Yeah.
I had a week there where I was like, okay, this could be a thing. Early on. When nobody knew what was going on, when it was first coming out of China, when it was
we did that first talk about pandemic before
it blew up. Supposed to be
here. We didn't even do the mask up. We hadn't even done the episode where we made fun of it with the mask.
Right.
That first
and
time,
but and by the time we made fun of it with the masks, I was already.
You were past the, it. Yeah.
But that first week, I wasn't sure. Because it was before it got overblown. It was just subtle. It was like, there's this thing coming out of China. It may or may not become this. But,
well, and it know, was, they were talking about the parallels with the flu of 18.
Right.
Or 1918, the Spanish flu.
And they built it up last year. Like, hey, remember, like, the 20s are always...
Right.
it's always the plague. And I was like, man, you know, this has been in the cultural zeitgeist for a good 4 or 5 months, and then bang, we get hit with this in January, February, and then
my disconnect is who's the puppeteer, who's the puppet master, you know, like who's running the strings on this whole, like if it's like a conspiracy to do something, or is it just something that because we're so fucking involved, like self-involved with social media and the way that we've built America for the past 20 years, is it like this monster that we're creating? We're self-realizing that we're just kind of like,
that's part of it,
believing it into existence, like we talked about.
Did you see that? That's part of it.
Because I feel like there isn't one person that's making this happen, or one certain set of people or a group. I just think it's
not some weird Illuminati.
It's this cancer that's growing.
Yeah, it's a mass effort. There's not some one group that's trying to control it all. It's similar to a mass hallucination.
I'm thinking of that episode.
Like, there's not one overlord sitting there going, like, banging their fingers together going, ha, 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 ha.
It's the tulpa.
You get a large enough.
It's a tulpa.
Okay.
Is what it is.
Okay.
Okay.
Enlighten me.
They used it in Supernatural once, and they've used it as the Slender Man legend. I think that's what they used for that movie.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But the tulpa is, it's created from people's subconscious fears.
Yeah.
And it was picked up by one of those ghost hunter shows in Supernatural. But the idea is, and I think it's where all of the urban legends come from, is like, this story gets passed around as rumors, and creepypastas are what they are now.
Yeah.
But this idea gets into people's heads and gains power. And it's a combination of that, which I think is a real thing. I don't think it's mystical. I don't think it's some magical thing. And I don't think it's a conscious being. But I think like these ideas get in, and they get into us, and they move around, and they shift around, and they kind of push everything toward these things. And the other thing is there's people who are in positions of power, and there's plenty of studies that say that, you know, the real psychopaths end up in these high-up positions because
they think they know what's best.
No, because they will do the things that are required to get into those positions.
Because they're not willing to compromise.
They'll
do what needs to be done.
Well, yeah.
They'll compromise their ethics to do those things.
Yeah.
They're
not willing to compromise their ethics, I guess is what I'm trying to say. They will do what needs to be done.
Yeah.
Whether it's bad or not, they'll do it.
So those people are up there, and they see this opportunity, right? I mean, you've got governors, like the 5 governors that shoved all those COVID patients into their state's old folks' homes, Cuomo and Newsom, and I mean, those people, right?
Mm-hmm.
I think I've got a meme saved somewhere that has all of their names and the amount of people they killed with this virus because they just shoved the patients into elder care facilities. But
did they do it? I'm not fully versed on it, but did they do it for ill intent, or
who knows?
Did they do it for
nobody knows.
Nobody knows, and nobody
that's the
will
thing. Like everything we know about all of this is assumption,
or it was just
and
like
it's all just
basically the perception
on social media.
They did it out of best intentions.
No,
for well, for some people, I'm sure.
Who? No one's like, oh yeah, Cuomo shoved all those dudes in the old folks' home because it was a good idea. He was doing it to protect those old people. No, he wasn't.
Well, maybe at one time somebody thought that, though.
I've never been in an old folks' home and thought, geez, these people are all great for everybody. Wouldn't it be great? But no, I'm sure. Have you seen him speak? Have you ever seen him doing like a press conference? That dude would kill. He would burn down every old folks' home and orphanage he could. If he thought he could save some money, because that's a money sink for his state. And so he thought, these people have a virus. These people are weak against this virus. I can put these people in with these people and kill all these people and save
confine them.
All of this money. And if these people die of this, this facility gets this government money. This government money comes into my state. Well, this is a win-win for me. That's what happened there. There's no... And anybody who thinks, oh, no, he had the best intentions. Those places had respirators, and they had nurses on staff. He was doing that to protect those people. No, he wasn't. He was there to get government funds. And that's the other reason the numbers are so high. Because every time you check that, oh, this person died with COVID box... That's another amount of federal dollars.
We're finding ways to dramatize things and drag it out longer and make it it was like I said earlier, Trump didn't order enough vaccines. I was kind of making a joke because like the instinct for the mainstream media is to be like, this is Trump's administration did this. And I'm sure he did.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't order enough vaccines or whatever. But that just means... for all of America that was looking at that for the light at the end of the tunnel, mm-hmm. It puts that light further away now. And it means we can drag this out longer.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And maybe they'll throw us another $1,200 stimulus check.
Yeah. Well, it's $1,500,
but they're holding it over.
And the latest thing I saw was you get your stimulus check when you get your shot.
Oh.
I don't need $1,500 that bad. I could use $1,500, but they're gonna hold the shot. To shoot me full of fucking.
Question. Okay, I'm really sorry to interrupt, but this is just fucking weird. Question from my main man in the red shirt: what kind of toothpaste do you wear?
What kind of toothpaste?
I'm sorry, guys, and I don't mean to just completely detract, but that caught my eye, and I was like, "Wait, what? That's an interesting question." I use.
What kind of toothpaste do you wear?
Do I wear? Hang tight. Let me check. You're about to tell me my teeth are yellow because I'm a smoker, right?
I don't think you can tell that on the thing. I think you're reading. I think he wants you to squirt toothpaste. Like, these guys are weird. They want.
Yeah.
Like,
me to squirt toothpaste on my body, moist boy?
And rub it in like lotion.
Is that what you're wanting?
What kind of toothpaste do you wear? Do you mean use or do you mean wear? Because people don't wear toothpaste.
I don't wear toothpaste, but like I'm...
I mean, maybe...
I'm so interested now. I'm sorry to detract from the conversation.
What are you searching for?
It's because I have to make sure I'm saying the right one. It is...
I'm not here wear it for the political stuff. I'm just trying to... Get the answers the fans want.
Okay, well, the answers the fans want, I wear it on my teeth, bro.
Don't. You brush your teeth.
I brush it off, and I actually use Listerine to rinse it off after I brush my teeth. But I use Crest Pro Health Advanced. Shout out Crest. Sponsor my fucking podcast, bitches.
I use Crest Advanced with whitening.
Crest Pro Health Advanced, Lois Boy.
It does not like...
That's for you.
There's no point to the whitening part of it.
Can you tell I'm a smoker?
It's just basically it takes care of surface stains.
I won't say mine until Eduardo can get him to sponsor the podcast.
I was going to say, I want some of that fat of, crust
they're
money
a podcast
now.
Sponsoring brand.
Oh, yeah. I use baking soda.
And peroxide.
Yeah. My girlfriend keeps trying to get me to use this charcoal type toothpaste. And I keep telling her that it tastes like ass and I won't use it. But what about my man in the black?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. Mine is one of those ones that will deliver you a new toothbrush head and stuff every 3 months.
Oh.
And they give me my new toothbrush every month. But I will not say their brand name until they send me some money.
They sponsor people.
They do. Great company, though. I will say that. I do love their product. It's a fantastic toothbrush.
Now I'm
and
really
paste.
Self-conscious about my teeth.
No, I think he's trying to distract from the political talk.
Okay. No, I just...
I think he's a regular podcast listener and
Team
he wants
Crest.
His ads. He's not used to not having ads.
Team Crest. Got that white teeth, bitch. Yeah.
Nice.
Sorry for the distraction, but I read that and I was like, wait, what?
Ron's like a novice to the comments. He's like, comment rabbit hole.
Comment
no,
rabbit
I,
hole.
I'm sorry. If somebody wants to take time out of their night at 9:45 Pacific time to be like, hey, what are you doing? Well, yeah. I'm going to acknowledge
them. Hey, what's going on?
Because there's not that many people what was that
the,
do.
The one show, they're like, this guy wants us to dance together. And yeah. You're like, you want to dance?
Like, hey, man, no. Give the people what they want.
I was willing to hang brain for 2 hours. That was one of my suggestions. Nobody was down.
Nobody wants to see that.
The OnlyFans was going to start up. It's the only. I think that's the only place we aren't.
Okay.
That's where. Oh, that we should stream there.
I didn't know they had a streaming service.
We don't even have to be naked. We could just be here on the couches talking about the same shit we always talk about and charge people.
Really?
Huh. OnlyFans is a gold mine, and we all have significant others, and we all have ways to take pictures of them without them knowing.
No.
Rewind.
I'm just, y'all want to be rich, or y'all want to do this for the rest of your life?
No, I'm just saying, we just do this.
Okay.
We just stream this.
I'm just saying.
On the OnlyFans.
I'm just saying.
And whatever else. That's the only one I've ever seen jokes about. I don't know if there's other ones. There has to be, because it can't just be like the one site, right?
I have a friend who has an OnlyFans.
I know you've mentioned it.
Do you want to know how much money she makes off of it now?
More than I do.
She makes almost $1,100 a month off of her OnlyFans, and she doesn't do nudes. And I'm not joking.
Wow.
Almost $1,100?
Between $1,000 and $11. It fluctuates, depending on how adventurous she gets. But I...
Yeah, people dump a lot of
right,
that
I'm no
shit.
Longer
I don't understand
a fan of red
you
shirt,
could upgrade
man.
All your equipment.
I lost a fan. I lost a fan. Hey, man, whatever. No, I... the internet is a gold mine, gentlemen.
Yeah.
And there are a plethora of really, really gross dudes out there.
Yeah.
That we could very, very easily take advantage of and make a whole... lot of money off
we
of.
Sit here we think we're kind of like I like I'll get down on myself every once in a while I'm like I'm kind of a pathetic guy but there's pathetic guys out there
I don't yeah
all I have to do is look in a mirror and I know I'm not pathetic.
Well,
I'm just like, look, well,
you're so good look,
what's up dude?
Well,
I'm no. Just like, hey, how you doing?
You've
hey, made man. It 40. You'll be
I'm,
all right.
I'm just saying.
I say that, and it's not for another few hours.
There are a lot of really, really, really easy ways to make a decent amount of money off the internet, and they require very minimal effort. You know what you do? You grab one pair of your woman's underwear each week, and you sell them.
On the eBay?
On the internet. No, not on the eBay, because eBay won't take that shit. But it's a thing.
On the dark web.
I looked into it when I was still married to my ex-wife because she floated the idea to me.
That just sounds like her.
Yeah, you're not wrong.
I can't see my wife bringing that one up.
You're not wrong. But no.
I can't either.
Do you have any
idea? I've only met her a couple times, but I don't think.
That's not coming up in a conversation.
Do you have any idea how much money pathetically desperate men will pay for those kind of things?
No.
You're talking like $50 to $75 a pair.
Just put that money away. Buy a plane ticket to Nevada.
But they don't.
Like, that's fly into Reno and drive
that's
out.
That's the thing is, yeah.
Or a doll. Buy a doll.
Your logical brain says that, but we're not talking about people with logical brains. We're talking about people who are willing to buy underwear off the internet. It wouldn't be a thing if people didn't do it en masse.
That's true.
$50 a week. $2,600 a year. For taking one pair of your underwear and instead of
kind
throwing
of pyramid
it
in, scheme you trying to get us into,
women's
friend?
Underwear.
I'm trying to get us rich, bitch. I want to get internet rich. Come on. I don't want to work for the rest
money.
Of my life. I want that internet money, and I'm not getting it from podcasting. So I'm going like, to get it from selling.
Feels
underwear.
Like a Good Girls episode.
Bacon strips and bacon strips and bacon strips. No, that's actually what they do in.
I can't get sponsored by Crest, yeah. So
yeah.
Yeah, Orange is the New Black.
That was where she got the idea.
Of course it was.
Because that was
because it's
that
not
she
like
watched.
She's ever
it's not
had
a novel
no,
idea.
It's not, yeah. But no, it turns out
it's that's a novel coronavirus, though.
I'm not getting money from Crest sponsorships.
That's true.
So, God damn it, I'm going to get money from other places.
I'll fucking wear a sticker on my forehead if they'll sponsor the podcast.
Dude, I will pimp myself out.
Arm & Hammer baking soda toothpaste.
I
don't care.
I have levels of shame, but they are very minimal. I will happily whore myself out. I'm trying to get rich over here.
Trying to get rich. I don't know. I wouldn't mind paying the house off.
I want that internet money.
What was I talking about before we got derailed by Crest?
Political stuff. That's what he said that he wasn't here for.
And he's half of the current audience. So
we're here for.
I suppose that's important.
For us.
Apparently, we're here for me talking about selling underwear on the internet. Yeah. So
let's just jump ahead to whatever we're up to next.
Yeah, no,
I'm sure
aliens,
I was ranting.
The alien stuff.
Oh yeah, fuck this
yeah,
Israeli
no,
dude.
No, this is really actually
Israeli space commando.
I like this because. If you had Israeli space program on your time spent poorly bingo card. Congratulations, you just hit bingo. I'll take things I didn't know existed for 400, Alex.
Yeah, well, that was when Chris posted, I go, Israel has a space program?
Right.
And not only that, but this dude...
But an actual space program, not just like a tee-hee-hee.
He served from 1981 to 2010 as the head of Israel's security space program, and over the years received the Israel Security Award three times, twice for confidential technological inventions. You know, their airlines has some of the best counterterrorism people in the whole world. I did a week-long training with them one time. They're fucking amazing. The Israelis are on a whole different level as far as every form of security goes. And this guy's won their awards three times.
Wow.
So that's something to keep in mind as we go through
so he
this
says.
Nutso stuff. No, these people... That's not him saying.
No, that's I was going to read his.
Oh, well, you're going to say what he said.
I was
okay.
Going to read his.
So
quote.
He says
so
this.
He says the aliens have asked us to not announce that they are here. Humanity is not ready yet. The UFOs have asked not to publish that they are here. Humanity is not ready yet. Trump was on the verge of revealing, but the aliens in the Galactic Federation are saying, wait. Let people calm down first. They don't want to start mass hysteria. They want to first make us sane and understanding. They've been waiting for humanity to evolve and reach a stage where we will generally understand what space and spaceships are. There's an agreement between the U.S. government and the aliens. They signed a contract with us to do experiments here. They, too, are researching and trying to understand the whole fabric of the universe, and they want us as helpers. There's an underground base in the depths of Mars, where their representatives are, and also our American astronauts. If I had come up with what I'm saying today, 5 years ago, I would have been hospitalized. Wherever I've gone with this, in academia, they've said, the man has lost his mind. Today, they're already talking differently. I have nothing to lose. I've received my degrees and awards. I am respected in universities abroad, where the trend is also changing. Can I just say the Galactic Federation is what they called it in the Rush song, 2112.
Just saying.
Just saying.
Not saying.
And that came out a long time ago, but yeah, just saying.
This guy's 80-something.
Yeah. So he was around when that album came out.
And he was in charge for a long time. Like, the majority of my life.
you know,
there's a lot to unpack there.
Well, there has been.
They have been. These all sound like movie.
What's interesting to me
themes.
What's interesting to me is, it goes in line because I'm a big proponent in Bigfoot. I don't know if it's something I've ever really talked about on the show, but I firmly believe. I'm sorry. If you've ever flown over the Pacific Northwest, I fail to see how you could refute the idea of something living in there without us knowing about it. Because it is literally hundreds of thousands of miles of untracked forest. It's no different than the ocean.
That's a fair argument.
If you've ever flown over it and looked down and seen oceans of trees, it is no different than oceans.
But people trek that.
But it is not hundreds of thousands of miles.
What? No.
But people trek that.
It's not. Yeah, but they. Yes. I'm not saying it's guaranteed possible. What I'm saying is that I think it's arrogant to say that it's impossible.
And you can go out there and hike and not see anyone.
You can go out there and hike for weeks and not see a person. But that doesn't mean that there's not other things around you that you don't see.
Sure.
Because they, too, are trying not to be seen. Like I said, I thought about it the very first time that I ever flew to California because I flew over all of Washington. I flew out of Seattle. I flew through Washington.
You're like Oregon, me. You're one of those guys that sits at the window and
you
sit at the
window and you look. Yeah. And it's, I'm sorry, but it's the idea that there could be something in there that you don't know about. It's way too big to just be like, nah, there's nothing there.
Yeah.
Aliens, same thing as Bigfoot. There was this huge, huge to-do from like the late 60s, early 70s up until the like late 80s, early 90s when every Tom, Dick, and Harry was catching some kind of thing on their video camera. And now, for some reason, even though we all have these HD fucking cameras in our hands at all times, now that we all have those, we're not seeing any of them. But what we are seeing is official releases from government things saying, yeah, this might have been something that we saw.
The UN's appointed an ambassador.
That we just didn't say anything about space at the time. And it's been more UFOs than it has been Bigfoot, to be fair. Mm-hmm. But it's weird. It used to be it was all people posting shitty videos and the government being like, I don't know what they're talking about. They're crazy.
Yeah.
And now it's been a complete inverse where you never see a fucking video of somebody catching a UFO anymore. But now you have entire government history.
Maybe it's just to keep the hope alive.
Tens of 20 years worth of stuff. Where they're like, yeah, no, so these guys were on a flying exercise and they saw this thing and really we don't have any idea what it was, but it was there and we all know it was there and we're admitting it was there, but we don't know what it was.
You ever go on the Black Vault?
No.
Oh, this dude, John Greenwald Jr.
Okay.
He's got a podcast, Black Vault Radio. Fantastic. His whole life, like, he's roughly my age, almost exactly. From the time he's like 15, 16 years old, he's been putting this website together, like, from the dawn of the internet. Mm-hmm. And it's all declassified government documents.
Okay.
The whole thing. He's got millions of pages of government documents that he's gotten through Freedom of Information Act requests. Yeah. So he sends these out all the time, you know, and he's got whole sections of this is the UFO stuff. And we've talked about this before on a couple of different occasions, I'm sure of it.
Yeah.
And they shift the name around every decade or so.
It becomes Project so that, whatever.
Oh, no, just what they call UFOs.
Oh, okay.
So that, like, you send, I want all of your information on UFOs. That's your Freedom of Information Act request. I want all your information on UFOs. Well, just stop getting shit after 57. Everything up to 57, you've got all this stuff from, like, Roswell up until then. Yeah. And then you just, that's it.
Here you go. Roswell thing is a really, really interesting example.
And then you stop getting things because they start calling them something else. like now they're fucking UAPs.
Yeah.
Unidentified aerial phenomenon.
Yeah.
Well, fuck you, dick. You changed the goddamn
thing. It's the same thing.
Yeah.
Why did you change it? Unidentified flying object.
The Roswell thing is something that has fascinated me since I was a kid, because, and it's something I've never understood why more people don't look into or give more credence to, because if you look at what happened in the days, literally the days of, not after, but the days of what happened the day of the Roswell incident, what happened the day the following of the Roswell incident, the government gave three different stories in four different days.
Mm-hmm.
And they openly, that's what's so interesting about it to me, is they openly gave multiple different stories.
Right.
They came out and were like, no, this thing crashed and we don't know what it is.
Because not everybody watched the shit then that watch now. Well, like there's not
right.
That's very
true. Not everybody had a TV.
That's very true. But all of that information is still there right. and readily available to people.
And
that's
most of it is declassified.
Yeah, and most of it is declassified now.
And
honestly, most of that stuff is pale in comparison to a lot of the things that you see in the 70s and the 80s.
That's the shit that we need to be going back and re-examining, like that kind of footage.
Something came into our airspace that didn't show up on anybody's radar, and we all are, like, you can hear the audio of the pilots talking about what they're seeing and what it's doing, and it's not on any radar or anything like that. And it, again, it's...
That's the shit as a country we need to be going back and like investigating instead of like
have to lie about it.
What John Wayne said in a Playboy interview.
Right. Like why do we fucking care about what some jagoff who dressed up as a cowboy for 50 years said in an interview in a skinny mag when we could be talking about this?
Right.
Yep.
Like really? Let's cancel some dead guy?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fuck you. Oh, let's worry about President so-and-so. Let's not. I don't care about Reagan. Reagan's dead.
Yeah.
There's nothing I could do. There's no comeuppance we're going to get from Reagan.
No, like, it's fun to watch, but the stuff you need to re-examine is the stuff that actually has relevance. Yeah.
Yeah. And this Greenwald guy's got a lot of shit. Like, a lot of shit. And some of the stuff that he's got is just whatever. But he focuses on the UFO stuff, and there's some interesting stuff about a place called Skinwalker Ranch.
Heard about it.
That you would like a lot.
Heard about it.
You should find the documentary that they just...
But yes, I've heard about it.
...recently put out, like last year before, they put out a documentary about it. But there's like...
Apples.
...weird shit there. What? Favorite
fruit?
He wants
to know our favorite fruit. Apples. Sorry.
No, ooh. God, that's a tough one.
Not for me. I love apples.
What kind of apple, though?
Granny Smith.
That's a good one.
They have a good bite to them.
I don't mind a Golden Delicious.
No, I don't either, but I like the bite that you get from a Granny Smith.
I'm not a Fuji guy.
Fujis are okay, but
they'll do in a pinch.
No,
I like oranges.
It's,
I think.
All of that stuff that you see from... pretty much the Roswell incident on into the 70s and 80s, so much of that stuff is, I don't want to call them not credible witnesses,
mm-hmm.
but it's a lot harder to take some dude that lives in Maine who says that he was taken for 6 hours. Because if you guys want to get really fucking crazy with it, I have an abduction story.
Like personal?
Personal.
Nice.
Sure. I've only told two people about it in my entire life because I feel genuinely like a crazy person talking about it.
Right on.
Go ahead.
I was in sixth grade and I had a dream that I was abducted. I don't remember a lot of it. I remember waking up in my room
yeah.
with a bunch of weird lights. I remember waking up in a basically empty white room, and all I really remember is not being able to figure out where I was. I had pain in my wrists, and I had pain behind my head. And I woke up. You ever have one of those sleeps where you know you slept for like 9 hours, but you don't feel like you got rest?
Yeah, yeah.
And you feel like you could sleep for another 9 hours?
I mean, every day?
Right. Yeah, I feel that now. But I woke up the next morning, and I had in both of my wrists, on the sides of them right here, on the inside of my wrists, a little triangle of dots on both sides, and I had one right here.
And you were how old?
I was in sixth grade.
So 12.
I was 12-ish. 11, 12. I lived on Frost Lane over by the Jehovah's Witness place.
Oh, well, I'm sure it wasn't just a Jehovah's Witness.
No, believe me. It's like I said, it's not something that I talk about with a lot of people because I genuinely feel like a crazy person talking about it.
Yeah.
Because it's one of those things that you don't. I don't know. You didn't get me a cup of coffee.
Oh, there's like a cup right there. Do you want one?
I'll get one.
Grab a cup.
It's one of those things. I don't really discuss it often. Because I feel like a weird, crazy person talking about it.
When we had
but I had a really, really weird dream, the likes of which that I've not had. I woke up very, very unrested, and I woke up with unexplainable marks in 3 spots on my body.
Did the marks leave scars?
No.
No.
And I've never had anything like it ever since, even remotely. But yeah, it was a thing that happened to me.
That's bizarre.
My parents are convinced they heard Bigfoot yell in the woods one time.
Really?
Yeah, and it's really funny to hear my dad talk about it.
Does he do it? Does he do the sound?
No, he doesn't.
Damn it.
He tries to find the sound on YouTube.
You walked by him. They're right there on the...
That's not as good. I would try and make the sound if I had heard it.
Where's the coffee at?
Right here.
We were sitting and we were watching one of those, you know, Bigfoot hunter shows on Discovery or whatever. And they used to rant and rave about how they were with my older brother. I wasn't there for it, but they were with my older brother, Ryan, and they were, They were talking about how while they were in the woods, they heard this weird, god-awful scream sound. And it freaked them out, and it didn't sound like anything they'd ever heard before. And it was like fucking 6 or 7 years after the fact. And we were watching some Discovery Channel, we were finding Bigfoot type show or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
And these people were playing audio that they had recorded while they were out allegedly hunting Bigfoot one time. And they played the audio, and my dad just goes fucking ghost white and looks at my mom, and mom was like, doesn't that? And dad was like, yeah. And so they kept rewinding it, and they played it like 6 or 7 times, and they were like, you remember when we were telling you about the sound that we heard while we were out with, you know, blah, blah, blah? And, you know, like I said, I call me a healthy skeptic. Okay. I don't consider myself a full-blown believer. But I think it's arrogant to simply think that.
I feel that way about space and aliens because I feel like we're. No,
I feel the same way about it.
The universe is too expansive.
I'll bet there's fucking millions of planets just like this one out there.
Oh, I'm sure.
Where there's assholes doing exactly like.
Right. And well, like I said the other day, I'm determined we'll never be visited by aliens because their space program's so jammed up by their.
Now,
and there's just too much distance.
Yeah. Did I disappear behind the wheel of my car and lose 6 hours of time? No. Did I have weird fucking memories of being probed and taken and little gray men and stuff like that? No. But did I lose a night of sleep and wake up with little weird marks on my arms and my neck? Yeah, one time. It was really weird.
That is weird.
It was really weird.
All the space shows are tackling the distance now. Even like even if they're traveling from one place to another, mm-hmm. It still takes them a long time to get there, even at warp speed.
Dude, look at how long it takes us to get to Mars.
Right. Well, I'm just talking about sci-fi shows.
Yeah.
they're even addressing it. It's like, we're on a mission.
It's not something this season. Quickly.
Yeah.
No. Elon Musk's hooker car just made it up there not right. too long ago, didn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah. It's not something you do quickly.
Kind of an aside. Isn't it weird how many fucking space launches there's been this year?
I like it, personally.
I think it's odd.
I like it.
There's been like two a week.
If you've watched them shoot up and then come back down in the same, that almost like Star Trek-y vertical landing where they just come back down and land like normal.
Did anybody try and use Starlink yet?
No, I haven't.
No.
I downloaded the app on here and I haven't fucking tried it out yet.
I haven't.
What is it? Just
it's what they're launching. They're putting this Starlink satellites up. Yeah. It's Elon Musk's free internet thing.
Oh, yeah. We were watching. Didn't we talk about that on the show?
Worldwide free internet, basically.
I downloaded it.
When's it happening, though?
Yeah. The beta's out now.
Does it work?
I don't know.
When's it ready? That's a good question.
But he's been putting satellites up all fucking year.
Yeah, you won't be able to stream with it.
No. Internet.
Internet for poor kids.
Because we live in the recessed area that we live in, even good satellite internet right now is garbage. It's going to be a good hot minute before we can get that to work where we live.
You know what rodeo internet is, right?
Yeah.
No.
I had it for a short while. It's basically
I'm sorry.
What they use. You're familiar with it because you probably used it in the military. It's like they set up the nodes and stuff. That's why it was pitched to me.
Mm.
It's basically they come in, they come in and basically they're pitching off a node like up by the Clarkston Sea. And it's not good. We had it for a week.
If you want to stream or do anything with your internet outside of check your email, no.
Yeah.
Mm. No thanks.
We tested it when I was trying to figure out how I was going to get rid of CenturyLink, because CenturyLink came and they were like, because I was like, what do you guys do about high C stuff? I just asked the guy about like torrenting and stuff, and he's like, you could probably be fine. I got like four DMCA notices when I was with CenturyLink in the span of like 2 months. Yeah.
Wow.
So then I went back to
rotten fucking kids.
Yeah. I don't know what's happening. But it definitely feels threatening when they're like, you could be fined up to $250,000.
That seems absurd.
Per instance.
All you do is, I'm sorry, I need to put a password on my Wi-Fi. Somebody must have been using it.
Yeah.
That's what I did. The one time I got caught, that's what I did.
You got a DMCA notice?
Uh-huh.
I just got the warning notice.
They send it to
CenturyLink, and then CenturyLink's like, well, we don't care, but we're going to let our customer know.
See, I got a phone call from my wife, and she was like, hey, our internet's not working. And I was like, well, that's really weird. Turn the modem off and turn it, like, unplug the power and plug it back in. Try that. And she did that, and it still didn't work. And so I was at work, and I called them. I was like, yeah, no, we're current on our bill. What's going on? And they're like, yeah, it shows that you downloaded season one of Eastbound and Down to a folder titled D/download/Eastbound and Down. Like, they even knew what folder I downloaded it to.
Oh, wow.
And I was like, I don't download stuff illegally, but I live in an apartment complex. There's a strong possibility that somebody just used my Wi-Fi to download. And they were like, okay, well, do you need us to walk you through how to set up a password for your Wi-Fi? And I was like, no, I know how to do it. I just didn't think I needed to do it. And they're like, oh, okay, well, if you know how to do it, that's fine. But we need your verbal signature that you won't download anything else through illegal means, basically. Yeah. And that was the last time I ever downloaded anything from HBO. Because that was the time
that was that what I was getting hit
that
for.
That was the time that I found out HBO employs people. literally, or they used to, I don't know that they still do, but HBO used to specifically employ people to seed their shit. That was their job.
So they could pick up those IPNs?
Was to illegally seed shit so that they could pick up the people that were downloading
it. Yeah.
That was their job.
Wow.
And I was like, fuck, I'm in the wrong line of work.
But oh, shit.
I did some Google searching for it and found out, yeah, no, that was a thing. So I have never, that was, well, yeah. Whenever Eastbound and Down season one
came out. Mine was Game of Thrones.
Yeah, whenever Eastbound and Down season one came out, that was the last time I ever downloaded anything from HBO, ever.
Mine was Game of Thrones, then I went to Kodi. Did you ever use Kodi?
No.
It's hit and miss. And I started having issues with, like, the quality, like, to a noticeable point where it was like, ah. So that's how I ended up just subscribing to HBO. Because I wanted to watch Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
But their content library, so.
Joke's on you.
Great. No. Yeah, I know.
You're my queen.
That thing that I shared, the person, you guys got it, didn't you? Where the lady said the thing about Game of Thrones, how it was like, it was
already forgotten.
It was already
out of the,
yeah.
It was fucking everything to everyone for almost 8 years.
People wearing their kids, naming their kids Daenerys. Yeah, and Arya. And we named our dog Arya,
and now it's gone.
Yeah, we have Khaleesi. A dog named Arya.
Now there was nothing.
Fucking hundreds of little girls named Khaleesi.
Yeah,
yeah.
And then she burned down the fucking city.
Yeah.
Woo.
Yeah.
No. And it's gone. Like,
and what's funny
no
is
no one
that
rewatches
people,
it.
People who didn't watch the show 10 years from now are going to be like, Khaleesi, that's an interesting. Where did you get that? Oh, never mind.
Never mind. Well, and what's weird is, but like, she gets raped for almost the entirety of the first season.
Yeah. I don't understand. Willingly. I don't understand why you would name your child after.
Yeah, I was watching a review of...
I don't understand that.
KOTOR 2 the other day.
You want to set your daughter up for that? Like, I just... I don't...
Yeah.
And you know who would be great as Kreia? Is... Jesus, I've forgotten their names already. Like, everything about the show is out of my head.
It's funny how that happens.
Fucking Tyrion's sister.
Cersei?
Yeah. Give her another couple years, she'd be a great Kreia.
Admittedly, I think she's too old for it now.
Kreia's super old.
I think if they... She
even loses a hand like Jaime Lannister.
I think that if they were doing it now...
Mm-hmm. What show is this?
If they made a show out of the Knights of the Old Republic games,
okay.
I think they would have had to do it when she was Cersei age.
Really?
I don't think they could do it now.
Why? Kreia doesn't have to do anything but sit in the ship and talk shit with an old voice.
She's not that old.
She's not. No, but I don't know.
They put a lot of makeup on her anyway because she has like a skin. She's got that rosacea.
Oh yeah,
yeah. I see. She was on Bear Grylls, and you could like it all over her face.
Really?
Yeah.
What's she doing on Bear Grylls? Surviving?
Yeah, it was that show that he did on NBC for a while.
I really enjoyed that.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was thinking of a different character.
Oh.
I'm sorry.
You looked at Kreia and you're like,
no,
yep.
I'm sorry. Yeah. I was thinking of Lena a different
Headey.
Character.
Yeah, Lena Headey.
Yeah, no, I was thinking of, where is she at? I was thinking of Atriss.
Oh, no. I would.
I'm sorry. Yeah, that's who I was thinking of. Different light-haired.
Yeah. No, geez. Khaleesi could do her, though.
Ah, too old for that. But no, she could totally do Kreia. Although I would, honestly, she doesn't really have much action scenes to do, and she's old enough to do it. Helen Mirren. Have you seen Helen Mirren lately?
Is she looking rough yet?
No. Far from it. I'd throw it to her.
I don't know. I was looking at some pictures of her when she was younger. I'm like, man, she's hotter now.
She's gorgeous.
Yeah.
Big yeah, Helen I don't Mirren. Think she fit her nose when she was younger.
No.
That might have been it. Yeah, I think you hit that nail on the nose.
on the nose.
Bang!
Yeah, because I remember seeing pictures of her when she was younger. I was like, huh, what's going on with the nose?
She looks, and I'm not the first person to point this out, but she looks remarkably similar to Jennifer Lawrence.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, it's kind of spooky.
Have you seen the young Diana Rigg pictures right up next to Natalie Dormer? That's something.
That was good casting.
Yeah.
They don't look identical, but they definitely look related.
Yeah. Like more mother-daughter than grandmother-granddaughter. Yeah. But I don't know. Mara looks an awful lot like my grandma.
I got to get home to my kids soon.
Yeah, we can get out of here.
Did we have one more topic before?
We had a few, but we can push them off.
The people planning to sue Facebook?
Kind of. That one's kind of, basically, they're suing over antitrust stuff, which would be cool to see Facebook die, but Facebook isn't going to die. They're not going anywhere.
They're not going anywhere.
Not until we die.
Nope.
No. It's our generation's thing. Like, mm-hmm. we had the MySpace time, but, like, Facebook is what really grabbed us.
It's ingrained now. It's just that, like, there's no getting...
Yeah.
You can't shake it.
No. And as people die, it'll go away, but it'll be...
I don't know, man. I
10 years younger than me.
What was that new thing that people were all trying to get people to go to here Parler? Just a couple weeks ago? Parler. And what did they use to try and tell everyone that they were going to Parler?
Facebook. Yeah.
Yeah. And all of those people that I saw that were saying, hey, I'm going to Parler, I'm getting off Facebook, they're still on Facebook.
Well, that's part of what Facebook's getting sued over is they're picking up these properties that are valuable, like Instagram and things like that, because they're popular with the kids. So anything that's up and coming, that's going to be like, they're going to claim,
they snag them up.
They're going to claim that it's, and that's the monopoly piece of it. They're going to claim that, yeah, we saved this thing from the startup from the ashes. Basically, we saved them from.
We gave it the Phoenix treatment.
We gave it life, but they're not really giving it life. They're saving themselves. Basically, creating a crutch to lean on when eventually Facebook has to.
Yeah.
Well, or
they're eating the young.
They are. They really are.
It's
that's a really apt fucking description.
It's the corporate adrenochrome.
That's a really apt description, because that's exactly what they're doing.
They're going to suck in the young that way. That's how, like, I think you're right. Facebook will stick around. I think what Facebook will do is it will continue to gobble up these little startups.
Okay.
And so then it's going to, but in order for those startups to succeed, they're going to have to suck into, like, they're sucking these people into Facebook.
Go ahead.
So the internet started up and you had your... You know, your Outlook Express, and you had your
BBCs,
AOL, and you had your
BBSs.
Netscape Navigator, and you had all these things, and you had Yahoo and all this stuff, and everything eventually kind of conglomerated to Google, and then social media started, and you had your LinkedIn and your MySpace and your Facebook and your Instagram, and everything is slowly kind of conglomerating.
It's late.
Into Facebook. Google is not going anywhere, ever.
Mm-mm.
The social media equivalent of that is Facebook. It's not going anywhere, ever.
And Google couldn't even make theirs work. Like, they could not.
No.
Google Plus is gone.
Yeah.
And I loved that platform.
And it's...
It was awesome.
Dust in the wind.
Yeah.
Now.
Gone.
Facebook is...
But they have YouTube.
Facebook is the Skynet of social media.
It's and you can taken go on BitChute or whatever.
It's
and
not it's, going anywhere.
Yeah, I mean, there'll be places for people to go into their little corners. These niche places but they'll be little corners.
Exactly that. They'll be little niches.
Right. But Facebook, if you're wanting to do anything or accomplish anything, that's going to be where you're going to...
Yeah.
Go.
How many real people do you think are on Twitter?
Percentage-wise?
Like, I know that we have our accounts, But I'm not on there. Like, I jump on Twitter every once in a while.
So how many accounts are updated regularly and, like, managed by actual people?
Yeah.
55 to 60%?
That much?
Yeah.
Somebody said the other day, and I'm sure it was a joke, but somebody said, like, 80% of Twitter is, you
gotta
is bots.
You got to think about how many people there are like us, though, who
just have one.
Nothing better to do with their time.
Who have six followers. Yeah. And it's the ones that matter.
And then there's influencer ones too.
Yeah, the ones that see literally hundreds of thousands of likes and stuff like that. The ones that like that are actually monitored by normal people are maybe one in a million.
Yeah.
Maybe.
I mean, there's like some celebrity accounts, like Lance Reddick does his. Because he posts videos and stuff, and he, like, you can tell that it's him.
Because I follow a couple people
running
who have
his political mouth on there.
Close to, you know, 500,000 to 1 million followers, and they're actually run by a person.
Uh-huh.
But for every one of those, there are
people that manage their own. But like, for what was I doing the other day? I was looking for an actor when I was creating a tweet.
Mm-hmm.
Luke Wilson, he doesn't have a Twitter presence. Because you got to look for that little blue check mark.
Yep.
And if they don't have that blue check mark.
How many Luke Wilsons?
There's a lot of Luke Wilsons.
Uh huh.
But there's also a ton of people who have blue check marks that are nobody.
Right, exactly. Yeah, there's an algorithm for that. You have to do, you can apply. I don't know the whole thing behind it, but you got to get so many followers, and then you can actually, you have to prove some sort of thing to Twitter to basically get a blue check mark.
Wow. I don't know.
Bonkers.
Sometimes you see some confirmed accounts, mm-hmm. and there's
how do I know this guy?
A comment on it, like, how did you get confirmed?
Yeah,
there's a whole subreddit for that exact thing.
Yeah.
Shit, I had a big final thought. Oh, when I said that the, you know, Facebook eating the young, much like Saturn. and it's the adrenochrome thing.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, how much of that do you think is just, what's that word? God, I can't think of any words tonight. Metaphor. How much of that do you think is metaphor?
Unfortunately, very little.
You think there's really people out there eating children?
Oh, you mean like literally?
Yeah.
Or figuratively? You're talking figuratively, not metaphorically.
No, like when you know, when they're saying with the you know, the constant child sacrifice and devil worship and all of that shit, like you think about it, like, what are these people after, right? They're after money. Money and power.
Yeah.
So that is really worshiping the devil.
Okay.
Right?
Right.
Like, that's what they're doing.
Yeah, yeah.
So all of that, the trappings of it that people project onto them, whether they're doing those things or not, I mean, that's like metaphorically what they're doing. Right?
Mm-hmm.
So then you look at like Facebook eating the young. These young corporations are just being devoured by this older one.
Yeah, well, and I even saw it as eating the young is like our kids who are pushing against Facebook
because
they're like, I don't want a Facebook account. Facebook's for you guys. That's old people
shit.
That's
old people shit.
But they're going to get drug into it anyway because Facebook is gobbling up all the things that they want.
They get drug into it. I am going to reference, and it's funny because I watched it last night, but the Dave Chappelle show on Netflix, Sticks and Stones, when he talks about Iceberg Slim and his book Pimp.
Uh-huh.
And the story of Iceberg with his bottom bitch and what he does to keep her as his bottom bitch.
Right.
And the lengths that he goes. I don't know if you've seen this.
To extend her hoe mileage?
Yeah, to extend the mileage on her hoe. So the story is that Iceberg has his bottom bitch, which your bottom bitch, if you're not familiar, is like your head bitch when you're a pimp. She's not only the one who brings in the most money, but she is the one who helps keep your bitches in line.
Yeah.
And he realizes that she is about at the end of her mileage. So he sets her up, realizes she is about to be done being able to be his hoe, and he's like, hey, I understand that you want to get out, but you need to go, and you need to go over to this place, and I need you to be with this one guy. This is the last thing I need you to do for me. And when you go over there, I need you to have him have some of this drink and have sex with him, and then take the suitcase out from under his bed, and you'll be done. And so she goes over, and she does it. Whatever happens, happens. She comes back like a half hour later, and she's in full-blown fucking hysterics because she thinks that the dude is dead. And he's like, well, what happened? And she's like, well, we killed him. I gave him the drink that you said that I should give him. And he's like, no, we didn't kill him. You did. Now tell me what happened. And she gives him the whole drink, and she thinks that he's died. So she comes back freaking out. So he's like, it's okay. I'm going to get this taken care of. I'll call some people. Calm down. Don't worry about it. So he has some people come, and they come with a big carpet, and they show up to the place, and he takes the suitcase, which is full of a bunch of money, and he gives the moving people a little bit of the money out of the suitcase, and they roll the dead body up in the carpet, and they take the dead body out of there, and he sits her down, and he's like, hey, we have a secret now. You don't want people to know about this happening. So you're not going to tell anybody about this. And I'm not going to tell anybody about this. And we're going to keep doing what we're doing. And lo and behold, he admits later in the story, the stuff that he had her give the guy was nothing. The guy pretended to be dead. The moving people who came and picked up the dead body were already paid on the take beforehand. And we're just paid to come and pretend to move a dead body. And the entire situation was set up to perpetuate her fake reality, to keep her fed into it. That's what they are trying to do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree.
And they will continue to go to extenuating circumstances to keep that going. Because you're not...
That's their business model.
You're talking about billions and billions. Because again... Like Google, Facebook ain't fucking going anywhere.
Right.
You're talking about billions and hundreds of billions of dollars now. It's not some small thing.
Yeah, no, so and they're gonna be the ones.
If they can link it into your Google Nest, or they can link it into your Alexa, or they can link it into any little thing that people are gonna try to have into their lives, they're going to,
yeah.
And it's gonna be there.
What do you guys think of that Alexa and shit like that? I don't have them.
I hate them.
My girlfriend bought me an Alexa about 3 months ago now. I still have not installed it.
We had three when I was still married to Katie.
They made me uncomfortable.
They were everywhere. Like, there was one behind the TV.
I already know my phone is listening to me.
Yep.
I don't think I need to buy things with the express intent to listen to me.
They make me uncomfortable.
I bought a Ring doorbell, and that feels different to me because it's for...
Pointed out in front of the house.
It's pointed out to see who's knocking on my door.
If you've ever seen, and I don't have the link here handy to show, but there was a guy who got off of a murder charge because of his Alexa. Mm. Because his wife tried to say that he was doing something, and they pulled up the recordings from his Alexa in his house to show that he was not there at the time. I don't need something in my
house. What about all the embarrassing shit?
Yeah, exactly. I don't need something in my house that records what I do 24 hours a day.
No.
Sorry. I already have enough of that. I don't need to voluntarily
subject yourself to it
in my house.
See, I felt that way too, and I run into like people who I would think they're like, "Oh, stay away from Big Brother," but then they're like, "I have Alexa." Like,
yeah.
But no, then there's smart TVs. I mean, all these TVs are the same thing. They've got the microphone in them.
They've got the camera.
I don't think ours has a camera in it, but
mine doesn't have that. But my Fire Stick does.
The laptop does. That's staring at us right now.
Yeah. Well, we're doing this voluntarily, though.
Well, yeah, but it's on even when you don't turn it on.
Right.
No, I open myself up to enough of it as is. I don't need something in my house that is literally recording everything that goes on 24 hours a day. There's no amount of convenience that I can get from that makes me okay with it.
Nope.
Because it makes me nervous.
Well, and
I do miss being able to just shout out a song into the air and have it play like Alexa, play Nikita by Elton John, and then it just busts it out.
Alexa
like,
has a thing that because we use it at her house because she has a couple of them set up. Alexa has a thing called Song Quiz, and it's literally like name that tune.
There's choose your own adventure games. And you can play There's a Batman one where you solve
all
a
over
mystery.
The world, and it's like, that's super fun. Don't get me wrong, but is that worth it to me?
Nope.
No.
I have the voice activation or the voice thing on my because I have a Fire Stick. Mm-hmm. So it's got the Alexa voice thing.
Yeah.
Never used it once.
Mm-hmm.
It's always telling me, try this. Say Alexa.
Even the apps.
Show
that
me
I have
a movie. Like, I don't.
Even the apps that I have on my phone that need to know my location, I have it set because they give you the option. They say, do you want it to know your location? Do you want it to not know your location?
Or when you're using
your
app.
Or do you want
app,
it to know the location when you're using your app?
Right.
It is always only when I'm using the app.
Right.
I do not leave it on otherwise. Because people know enough about me as it is.
Yeah, what do they need to know what you're doing?
They don't.
Or where you're going?
They don't.
Oh. Well, yeah, it's like when I get into my car, it's like, it'll take you 11 minutes to drive home from here. I'm like, okay.
Creepy.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know a little too much about me there, phone.
Yeah. But, well, and then, you know, like you leave your phone Tori. Behind sometimes.
It makes me uncomfortable.
And, yeah, you feel freer.
Yeah.
When you don't have your phone.
Very.
And I remember I didn't have one before I went in the Army.
You have that like 30-second to 3-minute panic where you're like, I fucking don't.
What am I going to occupy my hands with?
I don't have my phone. But then once you resign yourself to the fact that you don't have your phone.
It's a whole better world.
Yeah. Yeah.
But. Like I had a corded phone when I lived where Rick's at. I had that phone that hung on the wall.
Uh-huh.
And that was it.
A corded
If I wasn't home, you couldn't get a hold of me.
Yep.
And you know what?
Now
That's
you have,
okay.
And now you have no excuse with an employer.
I miss
you can't even
days.
You can't even be like I wasn't home.
I really genuinely do.
You'll get shamed. I don't have this with my job because my job's different, but if you're working in like say a retail environment or something and someone's trying to call you to cover a shift and you don't answer your phone.
Yeah.
Like imagine the shame.
Why didn't you answer your phone?
I didn't have it on me.
The first thing that people say is you really expect me to believe you didn't have your phone in your hand for 4 hours?
Yeah. We called you. Yeah.
I'm sorry. I hate that so
much. I'll go 8-10 hours without seeing my phone.
So much.
Yeah.
Because sometimes if my phone's on the charger, I put my phone on the charger downstairs and I'm upstairs doing this. And yeah, I don't see my phone for a couple hours. Is that the exception, not the rule? Yeah, that's the exception, not the rule. But I don't like that that's an option.
Right.
That's what bothers me is that.
Right. We've suddenly given employers
we've given everyone
leverage to be
we've
like.
Given everyone, not just employers, but everyone the access to be like, oh, so you expect me to think you couldn't get a hold of me? That's no. Just because you're not doing something and you can't come to the phone at the time doesn't mean that you're not busy.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
But people don't see it that way.
No, I don't. That's why I didn't have one before the Army. Like,
well, like
there
when
was
we
no
have our,
reason for
like
me
when
to
we
be
have
available
our chat
to everyone all the time.
Yeah.
First cell phone I ever got was because of work, because I had to.
Mm.
Because if I wasn't at my desk, I needed people to be able to get a hold of me.
When I worked at Pizza Hut, I was required to have a pager.
I was 20 years old when I got my first cell phone, and it was when I was working at the Chevy dealership. And it was literally, we'll help you pay for it because if you're not at your desk, we need a way to get a hold of you when you're not at your desk.
Yeah, that's what you should argue is like you should pay for it then.
Yeah.
Like, it should be a company provided.
I didn't even have to argue it. They offered it because they were like, hey, we need to get a hold of you if you're not at your desk, so we're going to get you paid up on a cell phone.
That was one of my...
That was where my cell phone used to
big problems with the Army. Was
didn't
they,
have one.
Yeah.
Didn't want one.
They had to be able
like
to get a hold
idea.
Of you. But...
I don't like the idea of people being able to get a hold of you at a moment's notice.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's like when we have our conversations, like there'll be hours that'll go by where one or the other of us don't respond to.
And then we have 29 messages
but then they'll be like,
catch up. They're like,
then
Jesus
we're flooded.
Christ.
Yeah. Yeah. But But there's times, yeah, exactly. Because there's times I'm like, or I'll see a notification. I'm like, I don't have time to look at this right now. And I'll set it down.
I'll go back to it. And I'm like, oh, they're talking about something, and I don't have time to be in the conversation, so I'll just deal with it later.
Right.
But nowadays, with the availability of that stuff, there is no I'll see it later, because 90% of people automatically take it as, oh, what are you ducking me for?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The expectation, like,
oh,
I don't.
Left me on
but
red.
The expectation is like, you saw what I posted.
Yeah.
Why haven't you addressed
that's
it?
That's one thing I don't like about Messenger, because my phone, I don't send read receipts. I have it set so it doesn't send.
Yeah.
Because almost every, like, the standard is that it sends that the person has read the message. Fuck you. I don't want people to know that I've already looked at the message. No.
I didn't even know that was a thing.
Yeah.
I wonder if you can change that setting on Messenger.
But
on Messenger, I don't know, because it moves your little picture down.
It puts your picture down, yeah, as soon as you're active. Which is creepy.
But with you guys, I don't mind, because I know you're not fucking Yahoos. But like half of these people are like, well, why didn't you get back to me as soon as you looked? Well, because, and some of them, like Jake's in Korea, so he understands if I have looked at something in the middle of the night.
And like, don't respond.
He's on a different fucking time zone. And most of my army buddies are that way, because they're wherever. And if I just look at something in the middle of the night, it's different than whatever, which is something you shouldn't do anyway. I should plug that in out in the other room. But I am a huge opponent of having
constant availability. Yeah, me
like,
too.
It even if I'm on my device, like
I can be sitting and browsing Reddit, and if you message me, that does not mean
I'm not dropping what I'm doing right now to
you. Because spoiler alert, I don't live to fucking answer people.
Yeah. I do it to my dad. I do it to like everybody I know. It's like, I'll get to you when I get to you.
Yeah.
Generally I'm pretty,
I don't hear it.
Pretty prompt on my turnaround because my phone's with me more than it's not with me. Unfortunately, I wish it wasn't, but
mine is too. And 9 times out of 10, the only person that I honestly respond to with any kind of haste is my girlfriend.
Yeah.
If it's something important, like if Matthew messages me or my mom messages me or something like that, I will get to it. But I've lost count of how many times she and I will be hanging out and my phone will be going ding, 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 ding. And she's like, yeah, you're popular. And I'm like, yeah, it's Chris and Ward. And they're going back and forth about something and I'm just not taking part in it right now. And I'll get to it when I get to it. It's just, I don't like that because it builds that level of expectation. If you're immediately available to everyone, over time, people start to expect you to be immediately available to them.
Yeah. And then when you're not, then they take it personally. Yeah.
And that's bullshit.
And then you get anxious if you can't be.
Yeah.
Which is terrible.
Yeah. But
on that note.
Yeah. We're always available for you folks at the Time Spent Poorly program.
Well, they are.
Thank you so much for joining us for another fine episode of the Time Spent Poorly show. Over here, I've got Huds, at Huds Magruder on Twitter, at Real Ron, at Real Ron Warner on Twitter.
Merry Christmas, folks.
And also, you guys have the same handles for Instagram, too, correct?
Correct.
Yeah.
Yeah, follow us on those, and then at Time Spent Poorly Network on Facebook and Instagram and at TSPN Media on Twitter. Thanks again. We'll catch you next time. When we come back, we'll be rounding out the third season of our program. Second season under the Time Spent Poorly show. But starting in January, it'll be all new season. But everything stays the same. Thanks again. I'll talk to you guys later.
All right, peeps, didn't I tell you this was the best one? They fucking nailed it as usual. In case you weren't listening at the beginning, make sure you head over to timespentpoorly.com and click things. Give us 5 stars on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. While you're at it, subscribe on YouTube and get notified the next time we're live. Maybe you appreciate what we give you and you want to support us? Great! Head over to patreon.com/timespentpoorly and check out how you can do just that. Thanks again for wasting your time with us this week. Now go make better use of it! Until next time. Time's Spent.